This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, let's take a trip together,
here's
folks.
What I tell everyone.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place.
America! USA, baby!
With stars and stripes.
That's right.
An eagle flies.
So,
big old land with cowboys.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Ain't out of reach.
The North Dakota Petroleum Foundation wants you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that oil and gas, this industry in North Dakota, impacts everything. And when I say impacts, I'm talking about schools have more money. There's more money for road projects and water projects and bridges, and it really touches every corner of North Dakota. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org, North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. They're also the sponsor of tonight's debate watch party. We're going to have about 50 folks join us in the studio tonight to watch the debate. We'll have real-time analysis. In other words, if you watch the stream, you'll hear and see the debate, but you'll also hear and see our commentary as we go. It kind of makes it more fun. And also all of what our guests have to say that are watching the event. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight. Starts at 7 on AM 1100 The Flag. AM 1090 The Flag, and again, watch online at the websites, okay? All right, I promised a big announcement. Kevin, I think there's some appropriate music for this hour. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's true. We would like to take you to New York City.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
That's right, folks. That's right.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
All right, now, here's the scoop. Tuesday, November 28th, we leave. We spend a few nights and come back on Saturday, the 2nd of December. And we are in and touring New York City, a really, really, really special place at Christmas time. Now, I have a daughter that lives in New York City. I've been to New York City a couple dozen times. My wife probably a dozen times, maybe more. And what I want you to know is, while there are places you do not go in New York City, say like Roosevelt Hotel, where the overflowing of illegal immigrants are, or homeless encampments, or whatever. There's places you go and places you don't go, and we know those. But we travel around New York City in a motor coach. So we have 30 seats reserved, round-trip airfare, leaving from Fargo on the morning of Tuesday, November 28th. You get to New York, the big motor coach is waiting, and we start the tour. Private guided tours. Seeing what you need to see. By the way, the first night we stop at the Cat's Deli. Do you remember When Harry Met Sally, the movie, Kev?
Oh, yeah. Loved it.
Do you remember the famous scene?
Yeah.
Between
Rob Reiner's mom. I'll have what she's having.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why am I forgetting her name
Meg
now?
Meg Ryan. Yeah.
Yeah, sitting there with Billy Crystal.
Yep.
And that's the Cat's Deli we go to. And they are famous for mile-high sandwiches. They've been serving them since 1888.
Oh, and you know,
it's our first stop for dinner. It's just fantastic.
Just to see the Statue of Liberty and to go out and do the cruise and see the Statue of Liberty. I mean, got to remember why we're, and you know what? New York's not gone. It's going, but it's It's not gone.
Well, it's like going to Minneapolis for a Twins game. You know, is it different now? You bet it is, but you got to be smart about it.
I know you guys have a blast.
And that's the beauty of having done so many of these trips. So it really is, it's a lot of fun. We're going to stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott in Queens. We did that on purpose, kind of find a quiet little neighborhood over in Queens to stay. And again, every day, there goes the bus, taking us to where we're going, exploring the sights. Day two, Wednesday, we do a tour of St. Patrick's Cathedral. That's a little bit of a tradition, too, and it's just so informative, so interesting. Of course, this is America's church, St. Patrick's Cathedral. We go to the top of the rock, the 70th floor of the 30 Rockefeller Plaza. We do lunch in Rockefeller Plaza, which is a lot of fun. You can take your pick of all kinds of great spots. We walk through Central Park. This is basically New York City's backyard. This is a lush 843-acre patch of nature. There's a lake in the middle. It's right in the middle of Manhattan. It's a wonder. It really is. We'll do dinner that night at the Tavern on the Green. That's been serving visitors since 1934. Also, very famous spot. Been in a lot of movies. It was originally built in 1879 to house the sheep that grazed in Central Park. So the history there is really cool. That night after dinner, we hop aboard over at Pier 83, a harbor cruise. And these cruises are so fun because it brings you from the water up close to Manhattan Island. So you're doing the Statue of Liberty at night, which is just unbelievable. The bridges, and it's so fun. They have a little music on board, some cocktails, great time, wonderful time. Thursday, we have a very special treat. Thanks to the fact that we have some friends at Fox News, we get this exclusive access to Fox and Friends. So you, as one of the traveling members, go actually up close and personal with the Fox and Friends team at Fox News Channel. We do that for the Fox and Friends show early that morning. Then we go over to Battery Park and board a ferry to Ellis Island. We go by the Statue of Liberty again during the daylight now, so you get to see it. And Kevin's right. I mean, it makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up to see the Statue of Liberty. It just is amazing. And then we go to Ellis Island, the port of entry for over 22 million immigrants between 1892 and 1924. That, by the way, was when immigration actually meant you come here, you get processed, you get, you know, not, it's a free-for-all. That was immigration as it was supposed to be done. Notice I said 22 million immigrants between 1892 and 1924. What happened in 1924, Kev? What did America say about immigration?
Stopped it.
Whoa.
Shut it off.
Time out.
Yep.
Let's make sure the people that are here can assimilate, we can handle them in the communities they've chosen to go. I mean, that's what people homesteaded and everything else. Very different time, but very, very interesting tour. And you can take time and trace your own family tree back to many times right there at Ellis Island. It's pretty cool. We're going to head to Times Square, which is, it's literally the epicenter of New York City. Our daughter works in Times Square every day, every morning, every afternoon, right there in Times Square. And Times Square, I always say, is like Disneyland for New York City. You know what I mean? It's like the Disneyland of New York City. There's people pushing strollers. There's families everywhere. It's cool. And it's just all the screens, and it's really cool. That night, we're doing dinner at Carmine's, which is one of the most famous restaurants in Broadway. Family-style Southern Italian cuisine. You'll never forget this meal. Trust me. And that night, we're doing the Broadway production of Hamilton. Very famous play. And it is a musical that has gotten rave reviews, a lot of great history there, all about Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr making their mark in this astonishing musical. So we'll do that. Then Friday, we go to Ground Zero. First place we go to is St. Paul's Chapel. St. Paul's Chapel is a little miracle church. It's the oldest church in New York City, and it is right at the base of the World Trade Center. And after 9/11 and all that destruction in that whole neighborhood, guess what stood untouched? St. Paul's Chapel.
Yeah.
Untouched. And you get to go inside, and Washington kneeled there. George Washington knelt at that church. And it's unbelievable. Then the literally life-changing 9/11 Memorial and Museum Tour. We have a guided tour, and not everybody can get those, of the whole 9/11 Memorial and Museum. Pretty amazing. We head up to One World Observatory. That's the new One World Trade Center, where you get these iconic sites surrounding the skyline of New York City. We're going to do a little stop at Fifth Avenue, do a little shopping. We'll go to the Trump Tower. You got to go there. We'll do dinner at Trump Tower Friday night And then we go for our final event, the Radio City Christmas Spectacular featuring the Rockettes. You ever done that, Kev, in New York City, the Rockettes?
No, we didn't do that.
It's so great. It's tradition every year. It is the Christmas story. They have a nativity scene, a live nativity scene. It's just epic. You can't even believe it. Then we come home on Saturday, December 2nd. Now, everything I just described, which is a lot, the shows, there's four breakfasts, there's three epic dinners included, all of the touring, all of, everything, $3,359 per person is all. This is, I believe, one of our lowest prices ever that they were able to put together for us. We only have a space for 30 people to join us. If you'd like to go, go to our website right now, am1100theflag.com. Click on the hot links, and all the details are there, the number to call, the information we need, the itinerary I just described. So am1100theflag.com, am1090theflag.com. Only 30 seats available for this tour. That's right. And we have the airfare, everything all lined up, ready to go. So check it out on the website. Group Travel Planners is the organizing. They do a lot of tours to New York City. You're going to love it. Come along.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything. Up on the throne, I wonder where you are. Give me all your thoughts. I want to wake up where you are.
Debate night tonight. What's going to happen? I would love, I don't know how long, was the debate 2 hours? I think it's 2 hours long, right? It goes 8 to 10.
No idea, yeah.
8 to 10 tonight.
Yep.
Okay. I would love, John, I'm not asking for a lot, but 15 minutes on the $33 trillion in debt. What we do about it, how we got here, I mean, give me your, what's your way out of this mess? If I was hosting that debate, that's what I would do. I would say, we're $33 trillion in debt. This is a threat to national security. This is a threat to the value of the dollar. This is a blinking warning light on our dashboard of life in America. What are you going to do about it? And then just shut up and let them tell us.
Then they'll tell you, and then they won't do any of it because it just keeps going round and round and round. I mean, think about it. How you do that is you stop spending money you don't have. Let's start there.
Okay, then list what you're not going to spend on. I want to know right now.
That's where we muddy
lay it,
the waters.
Lay it on the line.
That's where we muddy up the waters a bit right there.
Is there something you would like to have debated tonight, a particular topic? Let us know, 701-271-1100. What are you listening for? Who are you rooting for? You can tell us. A couple of notes before I get back to the calls. Interesting conversation related to my little experience of the Fargo School Board last night. And I have one comment from a texter. It says, Scott, the school board is no different than the city or state when they have discussions about new street repairs. They act like they're listening, and then they do what they have planned on doing all along. People don't show up because of how you're treated and how you were treated. If you challenge them any more than you did, the police would remove you and you'd be called a domestic terrorist. By the way, they had a police officer at the school board meeting, which to me seems absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Why would you need that?
I mean, again, what's he paid? What's that cost? How many times has he actually had to, you know? My goodness. That doesn't seem to make any sense at all to me. I got an email from Jay. Jay says, hey, nice job at the district budget hearing last night. I should have been there, too. I encouraged District 46 representatives to attend as we had good representation at the city commission budget hearing, but I should have stressed that school board hearing is a lot more important than the city. I'm disappointed that more taxpayers did not show up to voice opinion. Four of us. One couple was there, so I guess five, but four spoke. Four of us.
I don't know.
I asked a few questions, and the president of the board said, when I asked, when will these questions be answered?
I don't know.
Yeah. And under statute, they don't have to answer the question. Somebody also said, hey, what statute? Let's change that law.
Yeah. Well, that's what they hide behind.
Jay goes on to say, the evening was too nice last night, and I went on a group bike ride. But I agree with you. People need to take part. We should have flooded that meeting. The budget is out of control, mainly due to administration salaries and related costs. There could be many more factors if a person did the analysis. And yes, like you, I found the budget information hard to find, conflicting, not many details. I'll keep trying and investigate further. The DEI emphasis pushed by Superintendent Rupak Gandhi has to stop, or he should be terminated. If there's a single public body that's inherently nonpartisan, non-preferential, it should be the school system. The DEI initiative is reverse discrimination. Thanks for your time on this topic. Thank you, Jay, for sending the note.
Under statute, I don't know that we're obligated to.
Yeah. Would you answer my questions? Out of pure decency, would you answer my questions? As a taxpaying citizen, can I get that from the elected members of the Fargo School Board? Yes?
I mean, under statute, I don't know that we're obligated to.
There it is. Yeah, I don't, maybe you should know that.
Maybe I should say, read me the statute.
Maybe you should know that and just say that. You know, under the statute, I don't have to answer that. So, but I don't know. I don't think. I'm not really sure. Let me check. We'll have a committee and a meeting. We'll have some brainstorming. We'll figure that out. Get back to us.
Paul and Towner, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Paul.
First of all, I was... in past life, I ran, and I was the only employee of a weed district in Wyoming, and we had a annual budget hearing, and nobody ever showed up, so I don't know what to say. But, you know, you're right. That's out of decency. I would have taken any questions. There was nothing weird about our budget, and it was all, you know, in my opinion, justified, and we pretty much have the smallest weed district in the state in terms of our taxes that we yield. And I actually agree with you. That was pretty indecent and arrogant of that person who said, I don't know what her comment was. We don't.
You know what was worse? I'll tell you what was worse was the body language from the vast majority of the school board members. I mean, looking down, not paying attention. Rupa Gandhi, the superintendent, who gets a ridiculous amount of money every year to turn Fargo public school systems into a woke tool for him to get some kind of big city district superintendent job, is my only theory on why all these woke policies are deployed by Rupa Gandhi. Looking down at the computer like this is a gnat on my butt. I don't care. I mean, it's ridiculous. But Paul, you're right. It's on all of us. I mean, your experience and people not going. I can't blame school board members when nobody shows up at these meetings and questions these decisions. We need to be better at that, big time.
Yeah, I agree. That is really indecent of them. I really don't even know how to respond to that, except for that's wrong. I wanted to give you some background on that immigration thing you were talking about earlier. That was, I think, about 1924 when they really started restricting immigration into this country, and that lasted until about 1965. That when they passed that immigration, I don't know what the act was called, but that was really at the height of, I would call it, the Ku Klux Klan really had grown really strong in the country and was almost in a frenzy in that era and sort of peaked in the 20s. And that law that they, immigration restrictions that they passed was very restricted, and it was particularly restricted and oriented towards, it was very anti-Catholic, very anti-Jewish, very anti-African, very anti-Hispanic and Mexican. And the limited immigration that was allowed was pretty much oriented towards Northern Europeans, Protestants. And it really was very racist in its, and it was very restrictive overall. And then in 1965, the immigration really loosened things up. And
how many people do you think remember what you're talking about here, Paul? The history lesson that you're giving us. I mean, very few. Very few. And you know what? This, again, is on us. We've got to be better citizens about this stuff and pay attention to it. How many people are sleepwalking through life while there's $33 trillion in debt piled up, while there's an invasion happening at our border, without any knowledge of the history of how this was done? I mean, the impact from the Biden invasion alone is going to be generations worth of really bad, bad, bad things happening in America. Thanks, Paul.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
USA News Update. The convicted murderer who escaped prison and led authorities on a two-week manhunt set to appear in a Pennsylvania court this morning. Danilo Cavalcanti has a preliminary hearing on his escape charge. Cavalcanti broke out of Chester County Prison by climbing up a wall on August 31st. President Biden standing in solidarity with the UAW members on the picket line in Michigan yesterday. Gilgo Beach killing suspect Rex Huerman set to appear in a New York court today for a hearing in his case where he has pled not guilty to murder in the deaths of three women more than a decade ago. 17 states, including New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, have partnered with the FTC in an antitrust case against Amazon. Essentially, it asserts that Amazon hampers fair competition. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It can be tough to find hospice care. It really can. And Hospice of the Red Valley goes out of their way to make sure they are where you need them and really feel privileged to serve patients in their own home, nursing homes, hospitals, assisted living facilities, and any other place you consider home, rural, urban areas, North Dakota, western Minnesota. Hospice of the Red River Valley provides care and services to anyone who meets the guidelines for care. No one is ever turned away regardless of insurance coverage, ability to pay, any of that. Find out more. HRRV.org. You'll find out where their office locations are and the hospice benefits. HRRV.org. 28 before the top of the hour. We're talking money today on the program. Brian Kronk will be here in just a moment. I want to get John in Perm, who's been waiting a while to get in here and had a response to an earlier caller. Go ahead, John. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, in response to your last caller, the point one, the Klan was severely active from the end of the Civil War until about the mid-60s. As far as the policy of cutting off immigration in 1924, whether or not that was racist, I find that a little difficult to go along with. But when it was reenacted in 1965, immigration didn't just change their policy. It took an act of Congress, and that was done by Teddy Kennedy.
Yep.
Who introduced that bill and got that law changed.
You know, well, there's a book out, John, that Mark Levin has written called "The Why the Democratic Party Hates America." Mark's going to be a guest of ours next week, by the way, on the program to talk about that book, but it's out. But those are the kind of things that he unearthed in the book, too, that we find out just how many policies of the Democratic Party have been detrimental to the United States. And Teddy Kennedy, 65, saying, let's crank up, let's bring in more voters, let's... 50 million people in America right now, and what do we got? Just, you know, 300 million people. 50 million not born here. And, again, cities overwhelmed, social services overwhelmed. It's a big mess. But I appreciate you pointing that out. I really do. Thank you, John. Jim West Fargo, quick point on the Fargo School Board. Go ahead. You're up.
Hey, Scotty. Hey, you know what? I talked to you about this maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago about the school board and what goes on there. And you saw it for yourself last night, didn't you? The arrogance, the indifference, the way they want to shut down people. It's just, they are so out of control. They have no accountability to the people of this Fargo. It frustrates the heck out of you, doesn't it?
Oh, it is unbelievable. And I saw it, like you say, firsthand. I I didn't go there for any kind of a stunt or anything else. I literally wanted answers to these questions. It took me 3 weeks to put together, and I got the old, you know, Heisman.
Please follow Sir Brad. He's going to give you a private tour of the Pit of Misery.
I'm sorry, what?
Pit of Misery! Dilly Dilly!
There you go, Scotty. Yes, Pit of Misery.
I was let off. Thanks, Jim. I got to get going here. The money man is waiting, but I appreciate your comments. Somebody else wants to come to New York City with us if we can arrange a Greg Gutfeld showing.
Oh, dilly dilly.
An audience. So we'll see if we can work on that one. Jimmy Fallon probably can pull that off.
Yes, he can.
All the details on the New York strip are up right now. And you can also send me an email, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, if you want more information. ScottH@FlagFamily.com. Or go to our website, AM1100TheFlag.com, AM1090TheFlag.com. Okay, the money man's here. His walk-on music has happened already. It's time to get to it. Brian Cronk, how are you?
I am fantastic. We got a little bit of a reprieve from the sell-off in the market, and it is just a beautiful fall day in Fargo. How can you not love that?
It is nice, and the weather forecast is just fantastic, which is one of the reasons that I'm told so few people were at the school board meeting last night or turned out in West Fargo for the vote, but we got to be better citizens. That's a whole other show. What's going on with the market? It's acting weird. And some are calling it correction territory, which I believe last time you were on the program, you called for. But am I right? Is the market weird?
Yeah, the market's been very strange all year. You know, we started out really nicely with an upswing, and then we had nice carry through, you know, March through about July. Things were pretty positive, at least if you were looking at the indexes, but it was not healthy underneath the surface, which was, you know, one of the indicators that I look at when I was starting to call for, hey, we're probably going to see a sell-off as we get toward fall, and then it really looked like the tail end of September, and that sell-off is upon us right now. In fact, we're almost oversold in the market. Just the last, you know, 2-3 weeks alone have been heavy-duty selling and distribution across the board. A lot of those gains from, you know, March through July have been given up just in the last 3 weeks.
We should do a little fact check of when Brian comes on and when he predicts something, and then it happens, play it back. So you could do like a little victory lap. Because you've nailed that one just exactly as you were calling for on the correction. So let's talk market correction. How long do you think it's going to last?
Well, you know, so what I've seen is there's a lot of money on the sidelines that still wants to come into this market, but with higher interest rates, you know, you've got a lot more competition for that money, and so that's where you get this back and forth and this lack of direction. You know, and as I had stated before also, I think that our long-term secular trend is a bear market right now, and that means we're basically going sideways, we're in a trading range, we move to the top of that trading range, and then guess what? We sell off again, and so I think we'll have a sell-off toward the bottom of that trading range, and then we'll get back to, you know, going back toward the upside of that again until we can finally break through this. So this correction, this pullback that's happening right now in September, I wouldn't be surprised if we're over that by the end of October, and then we're ready for that holiday rally. I always look forward to, you know, November, December, January tend to be good months in the stock market, and so I think that this will be, you know, short-lived, but it'll be enough to kind of shock some people and kind of remind people that the market doesn't just go up all the time.
Brian Cronk is here. He's certified financial planner, senior portfolio manager, and a managing partner at Collins & Cronk in Fargo. What were the indicators that you saw coming that led you to predict the correction?
Well, there's several things that we look at, you know, distribution days in the market and just kind of watching what the up-down volume looks like. And then just seasonality, you know, we know that fall, especially after we've gone through a nice summer with very, very low volatility, fall is usually when you start to see volatility increase. Nobody knows the real reason for that, but everybody's, you know, they always say the traders are back from the Hamptons. But across the country, everybody's kind of more leisurely in the summer. And as we sort of get back to work in the fall, that's when you see that volatility increase and the likelihood of a sell-off. But we had several indicators that we follow, everything from, like I mentioned, up-down volume, the breadth of the market, looking at the advanced decline line, the high-yield market. All of those things were pointed downward, and that's when you start to say, okay, we're probably got some sort of a pullback just around the corner.
So we talk often about the fact that you're an institutional portfolio manager. Unlike many investment firms, you're actually managing the money right here, right now,
right,
for your clients. So when you see coming, what you saw coming, what kinds of things do you do to adjust the portfolio?
Well, that's a great question, Scott. So we are very active in the market daily. And so we've got our core holdings, and core holdings are things that have, you know, many attributes that make up a company that we cling to, and we own them as if we were owning the entire company. So I use the example of McDonald's. It's not one of our core holdings right now, but it's got a lot of those attributes. And if we were owners of McDonald's, we're not in the stock trading business. We're not buying McDonald's just to turn around and sell it. We're buying McDonald's in order to sell hamburgers and french fries to the people of the world. And as we do that, we're going to increase the value of our company and thereby our portfolios for our clients. So on our core holdings, what we try to do when we see a correction coming, those things that are maybe overvalued slightly, we're going to trim those a little bit. Things that are undervalued, we're going to wait and prepare to put that money to work into some of those core holdings again. The tactical holdings, those are our trading stocks. And we do have several of those within the portfolio. Those are what I call short-term things. Short-term can mean anywhere from 3 weeks to 3 years, somewhere in that range. But at the same time, if we've got a difficult market coming ahead, we're likely to take our profits ahead of that and let that cash sit on the sidelines because we know we're going to be getting some opportunities ahead. So we manage that for our clients.
Where do we go from here? And this is a pullback. How will we know it's on to the next phase and it's over? Walk me through what comes next.
Well, you're exactly right. So we're already looking ahead to, you know, what is going to be the new leadership? Where do we go from here? And so we've already gotten defensive in front of this, so we're now looking for those bargains. Which of our core holdings comes cheap enough that we want to add to those shares? Because we've got this cash on the sidelines that we can do that with. But not only that, where are there going to be some new trading opportunities? So we've seen incredible opportunity in the energy sector. Whenever you see oil and gas prices this high, that creates some incredible trading opportunities. And so we want to be around to take advantage of those. But when I really say what comes next, or when you ask me a question like that, I want to look beyond just this current environment and say, okay, where do we go a year from now, or 3 years from now, or 5 years from now? And so we're always theme-oriented. So this AI, artificial intelligence theme that happened, you know, started kind of really in March of this year, we're big forecasters that that's going to be something that's going to continue to increase. And so we want to participate in that. So we're looking for opportunities for that. We think higher oil prices are going to be around for longer. So we're going to look at that as a theme also. And then just overall, there's a lot of activity happening in healthcare, both with technology approaching healthcare and then just the need for healthcare. So that's another theme that we're really looking at. But what I really want to see is, how long does that secular bear market that we're in, this trading range that we're stuck in, how long does that last? With an election around the corner and with some of those things improving through the holiday season, if the Fed gets interest rates under control, guess what? I wouldn't be surprised to see us start a new bull market in the latter half of next year.
Very interesting. You talked about some indicators. Let's talk about a few of those just so I understand better what you're talking about. When you say breadth, what do you mean?
So breadth is very important. It's sort of like the labor participation rate. You hear them quoting, you know, it's not just how many people go to work or don't go to work. It's how many people who can work are doing that. Well, the same thing happens in the stock market. You know, this rally that I talked about where the market rose from March through July. Well, guess what? There was only about 7 or 8 stocks participating. So when you think about the S&P 500, you think, wow, that thing is going up. That must mean 500 stocks are going the right direction. Wrong. Most of those stocks are in downtrends, or they're just moving sideways. Most of the gain that we got this year came from just 7 or 8 stocks. The big names in artificial intelligence and technology, you know, think Microsoft, Google, Nvidia, all these names you've heard on the news, those accounted for most of the gains. And so that's what we mean by breadth. We want to see participation across the board, several sectors, several stocks. It's not healthy when you just have 7. And so when I see 7 stocks moving the whole market, that's when I say, hey, we're probably due for some sort of a pullback.
Ryan Kronk with us from Collins & Kronk. If you have a question or comment, send it in. Text me 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. We'll have one more segment with Brian here. We'll get your questions in. And I'm going to find out more about some of these terms you're talking about. AD line and high yield market and new low, up, down volume. I'm going to throw them all at you here because you're throwing these terms out. I want to dig in a little deeper.
I deserve it, yep.
We'll do that coming up. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. You know what? They're open in Castleton now for lunch and dinner. Brand new location in Castleton is open. Check it out. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience at a PetroServe USA location near you.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you by My Slippers. And they are the best because they come from MyPillow. Save $100 right now. When these came out, they were $139.98. I think they're made by the same people that make Uggs, and they charge you ridiculous amounts for those up to $200. These things are now $39.98 when you use the promo code Scott. If you don't have a pair, you need a pair. Everybody in the family needs a pair. Holidays are coming up. Gift giving, birthdays. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for the deal. $100 off on the slippers. Or call them at 800-506-9028. Let's see here. Bruce has a question for you. Brian Cronk from Collins & Cronk is here. Bruce, what's your question?
Yeah, I read an article that Tesla was basically popping the champagne bottles because of this the big three going on strike. And it seems now there's a tug of war between Biden and Trump. Trump saying that, you know, they're taking away your jobs building electric cars, and Biden's, you know, wanting electric cars. And how do you see this playing out? Who's the winner? Who's the loser on this?
Great question.
That is a great question. Thanks for calling with that. So I don't know if they're popping the champagne bottles, but if you look at the stock of Tesla and you look at even others, Toyota Motor Corporation, Honda Motor Corporation, they're all just going gangbusters once this strike started or even as it was approaching because, yeah, you know what? Those guys are pausing their assembly lines, and that means there's going to be more inventory and more chance for these opposing automakers to, you know, get their cars out there and sell them. So I think that is a reason for them to celebrate. They can also celebrate because they can build cars and sell cars and you know, distribute them throughout the country without having to worry about a big union. None of those companies have union workers that they have to worry about or fight, because what you have is literally a fight. And the workers are saying, we want our fair share, but they think their fair share means a 3 or a 4 day work week. They think their fair share is 32 hours. And so I don't know about the rest of the world, but you know, in my world, I work way more than 40 hours if I want to make a decent living. And so, yeah, I don't know where they're going to be able to pull that out of those manufacturers, because if you break down car by car and you just look at General Motors, it was just a few years ago that General Motors was saying that they were not profitable on any but one vehicle. You know, of those various three manufacturers that are being hit, Ford is in the best position. They also are the only ones that didn't take government bailout money, but that's a huge amount of overhead that these auto manufacturers have to overcome, if you will, before they can even be profitable on any of their vehicles.
Appreciate the call, Bruce. Good question. Listener says, could you ask Brian what the difference is between stocks and bonds? Which is the best to have?
Oh, that's a great kind of back to the basics question. So when we sit down with people, we go through what we call a philosophy meeting, but part of that is just making sure we're on the same table saying, hey, what does this mean? Stocks versus bonds. So if you want to create wealth, if you want to grow your wealth over the long term, you need ownership. And so I say, what do you want to own? You want to own high quality productive assets. That means assets that increase in value or pay you an income stream that is faster, growing faster, or paying more than what the inflation rate is, right? And so to do that, you need ownership of those types of assets. That's where stocks come in. They're very volatile in the short term, but long term, nothing delivers a better return for you that beats inflation over the long term than owning high quality companies. And so that's where stocks would be. If you're saying, you know what, I'm not worried about growth, I just don't want to lose what I have. And if you just put it in a coffee can or a bank account, guess what? You're losing purchasing power because inflation is eating away at that every single day. So the traditional place where you get preservation, that's where bonds come in. Bonds are the opposite of ownership. They're loanership. We're lending your money out to an institution like the U.S. government, or maybe you're lending your money to a corporation that you trust. They're going to pay you back with interest, and traditionally that interest rate keeps pace with inflation. You're not going to have any more purchasing power than you would normally have, but guess what? You've preserved your purchasing power. You've preserved what you had. So it really depends on what you're trying to accomplish. If you're trying to accomplish growth, then stocks are the better place to be. If it's preservation, then bonds.
By the way, Maria and I use Brian Kroc, and we have a plan, all right? And are there adjustments made to the plan? You bet.
Absolutely.
But you have that base plan that you got to start with. That's why I really encourage folks to call Collins & Kroc, set up a meeting with one of the pros, and you know, have that peace of mind that you're ahead of the game with all this vast knowledge.
Well, yeah, and some people, you know, that's where the planning process comes in. They don't know if they're in growth mode or if they're in preservation mode or what they should be in until we do that plan for them, and they can see just how much money or how much more growth they might need to accomplish their goals. And so the plan becomes, you know, very important in identifying that.
We're tight on time here, but I have another question related to a potential government shutdown. Does that have you causing any adjustments to your portfolios, a listener asks?
No, that one really doesn't. That one we just kind of stretch and yawn, and we don't worry too much about it, because at this point that's mostly political posturing. The important things that government needs to do are going to get done, and so there's nothing really that we need to worry about stock market or bond market wise from a shutdown.
So I'm going to have to save the questions about the high-yield market and why that matters and the AD line. And but I learned something on breadth.
Right
on. The breadth of the market. I mean, hey, look at the S&P. It's way up. Oh, goodness. Now the headline says S&P losses spark recession fears. So.
Well, yeah, the market's generally going to follow that. But I'll say those same indicators that told us when to get out of the market are the same indicators that are going to have us put that cash back to work.
Recession. Should we worry about it?
Well, I think that is a concern. Whenever you have a slowing economy and you got, you know, Target and Walgreens and some of these people closing stores and spending is slowing, that's something we have to worry about because shortly after that falls, people losing their jobs and then people are losing their houses and so forth. So if we go that direction, it's a big negative house of cards. We don't want to see that come down.
Brian Kronk of the team at Collins and Kronk are here for you, folks. And again, Brian is a certified financial planner. He's a senior portfolio manager. And he and the team at Collins and Kronk are great help to Maria and I, and I know they will be for you as well. Call them at 235-0119. That's 701-235-0119. Online at collinskronk.com. Collins with a C, Kronk with a K. Thanks, Brian.
Hey, thanks for having me, Scott.
The Money Man, back with us again soon on What's on Your Mind. God bless, folks. Bye-bye.
You all have helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard us recently speak about the My Slippers, the Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news. The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. The proprietary technology makes them extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Regular price $79.98, and for a limited time, you can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code Scott. That's a 50% savings. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028 and use promo code Scott to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. That's just $39.99 for a set. This deal won't last long. Enter promo code Scott and save big money today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.